We are learning Masechta Shabbos Daf Tes Amud Aleph. We're beginning on top of the two dots. It's said in the end of the Braisa before about a different type of a skufa, and there we had the Acherim, the Shita of Acherim. Acherim, by the way, is Rameya usually. So Acherim Oimrim, a skufa, Meshamesh Shtei Reshuis. This a skufa, which is talking about a skufa according to Rashi, it's talking about a front of a mavi. It can be two Reshuis. Bizman Shapes of a Suach. If the door to the mavi is open, then kilefrim. Then it's like inside the mavi. It's dinner of shushiyachid. Pesach nol. If the door to the mavi is closed and this stoop, this front step is towards the outside, you know, is on the outside of the door towards the shushirabim, then pesach nol kilechutz. Has dinner of shushirabim. This outside step. Va'afagav, the less lei lechi. Feiti gemara kasha. It's mashma. That pesuach is kilofnim. If the door is open to the mavui, then the front step is mutter like inside the mavui. So to give a little akdama, if you have a mavui, according to Midrash says it's a shushiyachid mavui. Midrabbanan said you have to make a heker to show that this mavui is a shushiyachid. So you put up a lechi, and the Gemara is assuming that this lechi, it either doesn't fill up the whole step, the whole width of the step, or even if it does, we're going according to Rambam, the arm of the holes, that the lechi only is soisim. Lechi is like a start of a wall. As you look at a lechi, it's like a start of a wall going to the width. The lechi only starts on the wall from the inside part of it, the ones facing the inside of the mavi, not the corner of the lechi facing the outside. So you look at the lechi, shuts down and closes up the mavi only from the inside. So this, in this step, there is no lechi. So the question is, good, you want to say the door is open, so it's part of the mavi, but the ma'aseh, the lechi is not being matter. That's the Gemara's kasha. Va'afagav de leslu lechi, even there's no lechi there. Va'om rav chom bar guri, om rav, toicha pesach, the inside of the doorway of the mavi, tzorich lechi achalatir, and there's another lechi to matter. Why? Because the first lechi only associates him what's inside it. Anything that's in between the lechi and towards the outside, that doesn't cover. So the question is, how are you allowed to have that kol shushiyachin? How are you allowed to metal from that area? Aye, there is no lechi. That's the Gemara's kasha. I don't know how to rav toicha pesach tzar lechi achar atiroi. V'chitem, and maybe you tell me the less by dala dala. This mavi, this step in the front of the mavi, the width of it is not four tefachim width, and therefore it's not considered shush la'atzma. And then maybe there you for some reason say the lechi is soisim from the outside when it's smaller than four tefachim. Then the lechi will be soisim. And Rashi here all of a sudden says that here, you know, using the lechi, the width of the walls of the mavi. So you picture the mavi is like three walls. Then on the fourth wall, both sides of the wall start and stop, and that's the doorway. So the width of the wall is a lechi. That's what Rashi is saying, we'll assume right now. And it's less than four tefachim. And since it's less than four tefachim, then maybe even Rav Chama would agree that you can use the outside corner to be soisim to close down the mavi, and therefore whatever's inside that, whatever's in between the mavi, basically in between the lechayim, anything that's in between the lechi will be mutter as the lechi. That's Gemara's kasha. Maybe it's not dal dal, therefore the lechi could work for things that are in between. But Amar Rav Chama Vaguri Amar Rav Toicha Pesach Abishayim Dal Dal Tzarch Lechelatira. Rav Chama says no matter what, you always only use the inside corner of lechi to be soisim. Anything outside that needs another lechi, and therefore the question is, how are you let, even if the door is open in the mavi, how are you allowed to carry in that spot? Lechayra, it's like kachutz always. Even if it's part of the mavi, even the door to the mavi is open, and the front step is like part of the mavi, the ma'aseh, it doesn't have its own lechi to be matir. That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara, Om Rav Yehuda, they have two terutzim. Om Rav Yehuda, Om Rav, hocha baskupas mavi yaskinon. Talking about a skupas mavi. Now, it would sound like from here, till now, we're not talking about mavi. This is one of Tosis Kashas and Rashi, but we're still learning, we can't learn Tosis and Rashi's Pshat and Avisugi, so we're just sticking with Rashi's Pshat. I'm just pointing out the Aura. So the Gemara's Torah is like this. We're talking about the skupas mavi like we're talking about till now. But we're not talking about a lechi. There's two ways to matter a mavi, either with a lechi or a kaira. Basically, either lechi or kaira is like a start of a mechitza to show a heke that's a shishiyachid. A lechi is a start of a mechitza like a wall, and a kaira is a start of a mechitza on the top. So one of those is enough. So here the case was you had a kaira, not a lechi. And the kaira only covered half of this step. Let's say the step was four tefachim wide or three tefachim wide. It only covered one tefach, because the minimum size of a kara is one tefach. It only covered one tefach. And mavias yichetz mekura v'cheshein mekura, the kura klape pnim, and the kara was towards the inside of the mavi. So Pesach pesuach is klofnim. If it's open, then it's klofnim. Pesach nol klochutz. And we're talking about under the kara. Of course, anything outside the kara that you for sure can't carry. We're talking about under the kara. So the kaira works as from the outside of the kaira. That's how it works. Either Rashi says, because we hold it to Madiyama, holds that the kaira comes down from the outside corner, or we're going to Madiyama, the heker is for people outside. So the kaira works for anything under the kaira works. So if the door is closed, then the kaira can work for things under it. Why not? Because the kaira can't work on the mavi. The mavi is closed off. So it's not part of the mavi at all. The mavi, you can't have a mavi that's only less than 3 tefachim bit. Why? The whole thing is less than 3 tefachim, so it doesn't work, the kaira. But if it's open, then the kaira works at least for under it. At least for like upon what's under it. That's the Gemara's teretz. Now, talking about at least what's under it. Now, if this is a teretz, why can't we just talk about a skuf of a bias? Why don't you a skuf of a mavi? Just take a skuf of a bias. So Rashi says, because a bias usually the step is wide, the door step is 4 tefachim wide, and if it's 4 tefachim wide and you have a kaira there, then you would say good achis. You would say that it comes down and it's because it's a big enough place. But like upon him, the reason we're talking about here a small area, and only under the kaira is we allowed to carry, but only if the door is open. If the door is closed, then you can't use the kaira, because the kaira can't be used on a small little area of 2 tefachim or 1 tefach. You can't use a skufa. So that's how it is. Yeah, so if it's Pesach Nol, even under the skufa is nothing. That's one teretz. Rav Ashi Amar, different teretz. Oyem skufas bayis, went in front of a house. Goin shekiru v'shtei kairis, she'im v'zuar ba v'im v'zuar ba. The case is, this front step is 4 tefachim wide. It's enough of a shos by itself, really. It has 2 kairis. Each kaira is just 1 tefach, and there was 2 tefachim in between. So they have lovud. The doorway was in between the 2 kairis. That's what the doorway was. The doorway, like the doors, were in between the 2 kairis, the actual doors. Each one is not 4 tefachim wide. We'll call it 1 tefach wide. And in between them, there wasn't 3. It was only 2 tefachim. And delas in the middle. Pesach pasuach. If the door is open, then kilafnim. Then everything under is kilafnim. Why? Because you look at it as one long kaira, because you have lavud. And you have a whole, and the door's open, so you have a whole area, 4 tefachim, so it works perfectly. You can say that it comes down and soysim the whole thing. The outside of the last kara soysim, the whole inside. But if it's null, if the door is closed, then the door is closed in the middle. The door is closed in the middle, you can't carry under the kara, because the kara is less than 4 tefachim, and the ground is less than 4 tefachim. So the door closed in the middle, so then, you know, then it's kolachot, then it's like a shusharabim. Then the outside like a shusharabim. Are you going to ask me, that why do you have to say there was 2 kairas? There was 1 kaira and the door is in the middle of the kaira. It was a 4 tefach wide kaira and the door in the middle of the kaira. And then if the door is closed, you can't carry there. Zok Rashi, that if you have a 4 tefachim wide kaira and a door in the middle, you could carry there. Why? Because you'll say pitik or yarid v'soysim. You'll say that it comes down and soysim. Since the kaira itself is 4 tefachim wide, it will come down and be soysim, even if there's a door in the middle. The only reason why here, the door in the middle makes problems is because in the middle, you're working with lavud. So if you have a door in the middle, it separates the 2 kairas and it can't be considered 1 kaira 4 tefachim wide. So akaponim, this is skufa that acherim say. There's a difference between door closed, door open. We have 2 pshatim. Either we're talking about 1 kaira, it's only by a mavi, it's only 1 tefach wide. So if you have a door closed, it can't be used for the mavi, so it can't protect anyone under it as a rishus yachid. And if it's open, then it's working for the mavi, so then under you're allowed to carry. That's one teretz. All teretz is, we're talking about in front of a house, and the door is in between the 2 kairas, so if the door is open, so then you look at it as one long kaira, because it works with lavud, and then you can carry under it, the whole thing. But if it's door in between, it's too small, it's less than 4 tefachim, and you can't carry under this kaira. So it said further in the Braisa, last thing in the Braisa, pastors go back on Acherim, that said like this, if this doorstep of the mavi or the house was gavoya yud v'roch v'dalad, it was high yud and wide dalad, ha-reizu rishos la'atzma, it's own rishos. Now what does that mean, reizu rishos la'atzma? The Gemara is naming on that rishos la'atzma means I can't even carry from there to the house. Now why not? It's rishos la'atzma, it's 10 tefachim by 4, why can I carry? So tomorrow it's going to Rachem, who is Rav Meir. Taka. Maseil Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi, the Omer Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi, Omer Rav Meir. He used to say, "Omer Rav Meir, komokem shata moitze beiz reshuyos, famous shusachas." Anytime you find two reshuyos, but really one resource, it means the one name, one shame resource, one name of a resource, which means two resource hayachids that are separate. Kegoyim. Omid b'shus yachid gevoy yud v'rach av dalad. You have in b'shus yachid a omud, a stand that's four tefachim wide, yud tefachim high. Also the katav lov, mori de gadin, darbon de gadin. Also the katav lov, you can't, misader your packages, adjust your packages in the b'shus yachid on the b'shus yachid. Why not? Gzeiru mishum tel b'shus rabim. A gzeiru that people get mixed up with a tel b'shus rabim. They say, oh, this is also a lot of adjust your things. You don't get mixed up, therefore it's awesome. And Tosfos speaks out, so this is an interesting halacha. So Tosfos asks, basically, is how am I to carry from my first floor to my second floor? Tosfos says, only by a place that doesn't have heker mechitzas. A tail is like a mountain, a little pile, or a omud is like a little square piece of wood, you know, that's like a pole, that's four tefachim wide. Those things are not clearly mechitzas. They're not clearly Shus Yachid. Therefore, it's also to carry from there to Nara Shus Yachid. Mashekin in a house, which is Nikar mechitzas, if I allow to carry from one Shus Yachid to Nara Shus Yachid, no problem. Just mean the Omid, which is not Hekar mechitzas, there's a Gzeira, the Rabbanon. And as a whole shah, if you're passing like the Shomei, you can look at Tosfos. Tosfos holds, the Maya says, you don't passkin like Ramei. It says, Afgav, you should passkin like Ramei, and in this case, you don't passkin like Ramei. Therefore, don't worry about it. La Locha Lamaisa, we don't passkin like this, Ramei.